Good evening. Iggy Salzo here with an inside interview with the former Weird University student and now convicted criminal and condemned man, Branson Stringfellow. Mr. Stringfellow, we thank you very much for granting us this interview. I can understand that these may be disturbing times. But from what we hear, you're going to be executed tomorrow?
Yeah, that's correct. 40,000 volts tomorrow at dawn.
Well, what crimes could you have committed to deserve such a terrible fate?
Well, it was 69 counts of aggravated harassment over the phone to a very unpopular, I don't know how to say it, I guess, teacher, professor, associate professor, whatever it was. Yeah, I said some just obscene things, you know, the kind of things that would really set someone off. I guess I thought that the one that I attacked really got a sexual bang out of it, to be honest with you, but somebody might thought
they
otherwise.
They misconstrued the meaning of the message.
Well, yeah, I was just joking around, you know. I was just a young kid then. I was only 19, naive, and
now this is the only
behind
this
the
is the only crime
went behind
that you committed.
Huh?
This is the only crime.
This is the only crime I've committed against society. I haven't really had my chance to prove myself. They won't even give me another chance. They had to spread all those rumors to drive me crazy, so I'd do it over and over again. After each time, I got probation, and now they decided to put me in the electric chair over it. I don't know what to do or what to say. The issue has become so hot that no lawyer would take my case. Even the public defender wouldn't. They've all turned against me.
How does it feel knowing that you'll never see another weekend again? That you'll never have another party, you know? That you'll never do anything again after tomorrow.
You mean that I'll never be in bed?
Yeah, I guess that's something I can mean.
Well, I don't know. I hope, I'm sure that God will forgive me. I'm sure he'll let me in the pearly gates of heaven. You know, and I feel fairly confident that they do it up there. The only difference is you don't have to wear a condom.
So tell me, Branson, what's on the menu for your last meal? Do you have it planned out or what? Going to be some nice steak, what is it?
Oh, it's going to be some of the professor's milk. I requested that some of her milk from her
farm.
Yeah, from her farm.
Uh-huh.
Be delivered here. It's supposed to be symbolic. The teats that I never got to nibble on. You know, and I just thought I'd sort of have my fantasy. You know, a 69-year-old lady turns a guy on like me, you know?
Mr. Branson, this is television. You must realize that we can't, you know, well, we realize that you are crazy, but, you know, you can't say things like that on TV. I mean, the censorship won't like it.
Oh, please, people really understand what I'm going through. I mean, I'm sure they have some compassion. Maybe they don't understand like I do, but they really must have some compassion for a man who's
gone through all this.
Get a hold of yourself. Come on. You still have, what, 12 hours? Come on. What is this? Who is this guy? All right, let me ask you. Do you have any last requests before you die?
Yeah, I would like you to tell the Dean of Ale Cottage that I think she ought to give me another chance before I go, before they execute me. I think that I should have one more chance to do my duty for society as a whole. I never even got my chance. What the hell do they think this is? After all these years.
All right, I can see, Mr. Stringfellow, that you're rather upset now, and you have a big day ahead for you to plan for tomorrow, and you know you're gonna be going, you know, on an amazing journey. You know, it's what is it, Willie? What? I don't know. Well, Do you have anything else to say?
We need tickets.
Tickets, yes. Can you get us some tickets?
Sure, I can get you front row tickets for nothing. I mean,
cool.
And to be honest with you, the whole U.S. of A. is invited, including Dean Ale herself.
Well, can we have the television rights?
You can have the television rights. You can, I mean, just
cool.
as long
cool.
as you, if you can, you can. Just as long as you put everything on this tape unedited, I don't give a damn. I want the real truth out. And the real truth was that I didn't do hardly anything at all to that woman. I just helped her, and I just indulged her in that fantasy she had. She never did anything. She never had any sex with a man. She was a drunken alcoholic. She wrote this incredible math book that has all these errors in it. The only reason the university keeps a damn woman. Oh, God.
Yes, but still, you must admit, you committed a crime, and now you're paying for it.
I'm not paying for it. I feel just cause for what I have done. I feel that I have done this university a favor by singling out somebody like that.
All right, well, have a nice day tomorrow, and good luck in whatever future endeavors you plan to attend.
Bring a date?
Well, I don't know. This is too much for me. Too much for old Iggy Salzo. Come on, Willie. Come on.
Even you have to feel some compassion, huh?
Yeah, I feel some compassion. But you're crazy.
Not much.
I don't know.
I may be crazy, but you know, at least I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in and speak out.
All right, come on.
Cry,
this is 60
no
minutes.
Cry,
this is 60 minutes. This is Weird Lifestyles with Iggy Salzo. Me, Iggy Salzo, the star of this show.
Iggy and Salzo sucks.
Anyway, we can move.
We'll see you in editing. Okay, now.
Anyway, we can move the execution up till tomorrow.
Willie. I think we've had enough. So for ABM News, this is Iggy Salzo with a condemned man, a crazy man, a wild man, a dead man, Mr. Branson Stringfellow.